Tonight on most public television stations, Great Performances presents its 20th anniversary special. TV critic David Bianculli has one complaint about it, but only one.
Here's the complaint. According to my TV calendar, Great Performances won't be 20 years old until 1994. Apparently, executive producer Jacques Venza is extending the show's birthday to include the series Theater in America, which came first and led directly to Great Performances. But that's it for the complaints. In fact, I would have been happy if Great Performances had done the expected and presented a retrospective look at its best stuff of the last 20 years, or 18 years, or whatever. After all, we're talking about Brideshead Revisited and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and Pavarotti and Baryshnikov, and Bernstein and Horowitz, and tons of others. But Great Performances is celebrating its anniversary in a way that's very different and very daring. It's gone out and commissioned original short works from some old friends, and collected them in a 90-minute sampler of music, dance, drama, and comedy. There's a rich variety of stuff here, from a mini-musical by Cy Coleman to a three-act mini-play by Wendy Wasserstein. From the choreography of Peter Martins to the hip-hop steps of the Rhythm Technicians. One of my favorites is Zoetrope, a playful dance duet with Mikhail Baryshnikov and Twyla Tharp. It's directed by Annie Leibovitz, who films them beautifully, and who allows their comments about dance to play on the soundtrack as they dance.
Cats are generally conceded as the great dancers. Cats are the ones who seem to have the quickest kind of reflexes and the best elevation and who seem to have the most mobility and who seem to be the bitchiest creatures.
The other total standout is The Last Mile, a self-contained comedy drama written by Terrence McNally. It's a behind-the-scenes look at a soprano's first featured appearance at the Met in Tosca. Bernadette Peters is the diva-in-waiting, Nathan Lane from Guys and Dolls is the stage manager, Bill Irwin is the orchestra conductor, and Paul Sorvino is the tenor. McNally's script is wickedly funny and completely credible, and every performance is terrific. Lane, as the stage manager, steals The Last Mile with his opening entrance.
Tonight's opera is Tosca, so nobody break into Boris Godunov or Faust, okay? It confuses the audience, not to mention our maestro.
Then Irwin, as the conductor, steals it from Lane. And then Peters steals it from him. And then Sorvino, with an operatic voice so strong it's funny, steals it from her.
I've got Johnny Carson for a stage manager. Remind me to laugh, huh? All right, that's enough. Shut up.
Let's do it.
I had the right to make a debut with the Metropolitan Opera. Who do you think you are, Missy? The arrogance, the presumption, the chutzpah, the nerve, the gall, the...
Hi. I'm your tenor for the evening, in case you hadn't guessed.
The Last Mile is a total delight, an all-star case of grand theft, and a four-star case of grand TV writing. This whole Great Performances special, in fact, is a pretty grand affair. Here's hoping for another 20 years. Or 18. Or whatever.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.